We begin today, though, with a look at President Trump's proposed budget and what local officials are saying about it. The so-called skinny budget aims to cut non-military discretionary spending. That may sound like a national issue, but Valley cities are also a big part of that budget picture. Our Jeffrey Hess spent the past week looking into what it would mean locally, and he joins us now. Jeffrey, welcome.
Thank you.
So, in short, what does it mean for Valley cities? Is this something that they're paying close attention to?
Extremely close attention to. Valley cities really, there's a mix of three pots of money that cities run on, the local funding, the state funding, and the federal funding. Now, a lot of that federal funding could be passed through, like healthcare for the poor or the elderly, but a lot of it is local control. It's for things like affordable housing and food stamps and infrastructure grants and things like clean water and clean air. So Valley cities are paying very close attention to it. I do want to point out, though, that the president doesn't just set a budget and that's what happens. Congress is the one who would have to write and then approve the budget that the president would sign.
Now, as you mentioned, there are sometimes strings attached to a lot of federal dollars. Many times those cities also get block grants and things from the federal government that they can use on specific projects that they choose in neighborhoods that are in need. And you have this happening in cities across the valley, large and small, all sorts of different economies, city of Fresno, city of Clovis. What are cities looking at as far as the biggest changes to block grants? I know you talked to Jennifer Clark.
Yeah, she's the city's director of development.
Of Fresno.
And cities absolutely love these block grants because there are so many fewer restrictions on what they can do. The federal government says improve housing conditions in low-income areas, and the cities then get to decide on how to do it. So I spoke with Jennifer last night about how much the city gets and where it goes.
Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, funds Fresno at approximately $6.5 million a year. It varies from year to year depending on the formula. Primarily, our funds are used for our senior meal programs, our after-school youth programs, housing rehabilitation for homeowners, low-income homeowners and senior citizens, sidewalk and street repairs, those kinds of projects.
So a lot of pretty basic supplemental community improvements that go in that money goes into, and the Trump administration would like to see those block grants phased out, done away with.
There's also a big cut to housing and urban development. That department helps fund affordable housing. Some of that money goes to area cities. Some of it goes to housing groups. Fresno's in the middle of a housing crisis, you could say, with the slumlord issue really being the number one issue in the last mayoral election, and big changes that were just passed as Mayor Lee Brand's first legislative act. What does that mean for the city's efforts there?
Yeah, so HUD does a lot to incentivize and build low-income housing, which is good for two things. It's difficult to get developers to do it on their own, so that encourages people to build low-income housing, and it also helps to fight the city's homelessness problem by making housing available for people who otherwise might be on the street so that they can afford it. So I reached out to Cruz Avila, who's with the Poverello House, the biggest homeless shelter in Fresno, to see what is he thinking. Is he concerned that the reduction in affordable housing spending is going to lead to an increase in homelessness in the city?
When I look at that, I mean, if there's a shortfall or if there is cuts in funding, like I said, Fresno and the county and the community of Fresno has been such a unique place to live that some shape or some form, we will find that funding through a private donor, through a business, or through some grant that will subsidize some of that funding. And you know, community always comes through. Fresno County is a great place to live and a great place to find that support.
So sounding optimistic, saying if the funding falls short, we'll find a way to mix it up. The only federal funding that the Poverello House gets is through HUD, and it's for Naomi's House, which is a single homeless women's shelter in the city. So that funding from the federal government goes to fund a homeless shelter for single homeless women.
The Trump budget would also eliminate the entire funding for the Interagency Council on Homelessness, one of 62 agencies that Trump hopes to eliminate in this budget. Any word from the city how concerned they are as far as the administration higher up from the mayor or his spokesperson?
They really were kind of wanting to stay out of it. I don't think there's a whole lot of expectation that most of this is going to become actual law in the budget. So the word is that they're just going going to go ahead and continue planning as usual. A lot of other cities are saying the same thing. But at the same time, the California League of Cities is speaking out very strongly opposed to this. They're very concerned that it's going to mess up municipal budgets, because the way they see it is you need a community outside of a city to support the things that make city life and people who live even in small cities more comfortable and more successful. So I spoke with Carolyn Coleman, who's with the California League of Cities, and she explained why she's concerned that the feds could be stepping away from their role in developing local communities.
You know, these resources that communities receive from the federal government, in no way will they get the total job done. But they do help build funding gaps, which when coupled with other resources can make the difference in there being a redeveloped neighborhood, make a difference in there being a summer youth job program for children in our communities, and on and on and on. So really, this is about not only of local governments doing what they're doing to step up and support families in their communities, but it's also reminding the federal government to step up and to support families in these communities.
Transportation projects are also another thing that are on the chopping block in this budget. Fresno has recently completed or is nearing completion on two projects under the Department of Transportation. Are there any other things that are going on there in that area that people are paying attention to?
Right. Those grants for bus rapid transit, the Fulton Mall, these help communities do big projects that they otherwise wouldn't be able to get. The one that a lot of people are concerned about, especially with the potential for California to go against the president on immigration and him to cut back funding in that way, is the Veterans Memorial Boulevard plan that the city really wants to build this massive overpass in the northwest section of the city, partly with high-speed rail funding and partly with federal Tiger grants. But if the decision is to get rid of those, or if the president wants to come down hard on California, then that really important what city leaders see as a very important infrastructure project could go by the wayside.
Now, most of the focus nationally on the Trump budget has been in the cuts. The infrastructure plan that President Trump has talked about is yet to be fully defined. Are there potential highlights, anything that the Valley people should pay attention to as a potential benefit or new federal funds flowing into the area?
Well, yeah, a big one would be if we could get some improvement on our highways. A lot of people are very aware that Highway 99 is very damaged, so there could be some interest in building new highways, likely to be toll highways if the private companies are involved, but there could be a big infrastructure benefit in that way. There was also a proposal for a $54 billion increase in the military. Again, that's not line itemed where that would go, but it's not out of the realm of possibility that Lemoore might benefit in some way from that spending increase.
Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reporting on the local impact of the proposed budget released last week by President Donald Trump. Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you.